regular
pizza? I know, but
so I guess one thing we have here to we didn't even tape anything yesterday, right?
Well, at the end.
So basically, Gemara has a question. Is it says, why don't you count 12 cases, right? Because you're counting it in terms of the gavras. So each of the ani has two which are four, and then the usher has two which are four. So really, it should be two which are six, because the ani really has four p'tors, and the usher has two p'tors, four p'tors. So it's even though it's the same case, but since you're breaking down for each guy, so each guy really has four p'tors. Right? Mor says, yeah, well, if you want to count all the halachos, you should really count 16. Because there are also those other two of the ratio. This is no. It's not counting the mutters. It's only counting the potter of alasers. Right? It's not counting mutters. See what I say? Mutter, but the Mishnah says potter. It doesn't say mutter. And whoever heard of potter umutter besides for these three things? That's the rule by Shabbos. Whenever it says potter, it means potter of alaser, except for these three cases. So therefore, how could you maintain that these things are actually mutter? Okay, now which cases are those? Those are the cases where one guy did both the Akira and the Hanacha, just simply from it being resting in the guy's hand or putting it into his hand. Okay, but either way, he's not doing anything. So it's saying that I guess the Havmina is that would still be Asar. Right, that would be Asar. Right, so that's his question. He said, how could you imagine it's not Asar? It says Potter. Potter means Asar. So the answer is no. Really, that's a Mutter. It says Potter. Potter means Potter of Asar. No, that's when it's a Maisa. When it's a Maisa, you say Potter means Potter of Asar. But here, it's not a Maisa. There's no Maisa. Potter could mean Potter Mutter. Okay? Fine. So the question is, there's a few questions. But I guess the first question is, so what's the dependence of Hamil Skana here about whether this thing is actually Asar? Or whether it's also. So is it also, for instance, to hold a thing in your hand, you just sit there holding a thing in your hand, and the guy, to let the guy take it out of your hand, and put it down in the other shelf. Or, for instance, if the guy carries another guy carries a thing across, is it also to put your hand out and allow him to put it into your hand? Okay? You're not doing a kira or the hanacha. So is that mutter or is that pater avalasar? Right, it concludes it's mutter. But it seems like the havmina is that it would really be mutter. It would be asar. I mean, it would be asar. So the question is why? But like Rashi says, you're not doing anything. Right, you didn't do a kiyu, you didn't do an acha. So what's the going to whether it be asar or mutter? Do a bottom, that is. You could argue, the question is, what's the Gemara's havmina here? Is the Gemara thinking that the thing, it knew that it was pater mutter? But it thought you counted anyways, and it's saying, no, you don't count it. No, you don't count Pater Mutter. Or is the Havmina, no, the Gemara knows you don't count Pater Mutter, but the question is this thing Pater Umutter, or is it really Pater Avalasar? Right, in which case, that's why I thought you should count it, because you really thought it was Asar. In other words, why did it think you should count it? Is it because it thought it was Asar, or because, no, it knew it was Mutter, but it thought you should count Mutters? Okay? That's a good question. How do you know? I know what the Havmina was. But one thing is for sure, the Gemara later, or after that, definitely has a Havmina that it would be Asar. That it would be Asar. Because the Gemara says, is there anywhere in the Shas, do you ever find that Pater means Pater or Mutter? That's his question, right? After the first question. His question is that, he's saying it's Pater or Mutter, whoever heard of such a thing? So you see that the Gemara held, at that point in the Gemara had reality, it should be Pater or Asar. So there's definitely a Havmina Maskana about whether Pater here means Pater Avalasar or Pater Mutter. You know what I mean? So given that at that stage in the Gemara he was holding that it was really Pater Avalasar, so maybe in the first place when he was saying that you should count it, it was when he still held that it was Pater Avalasar.
Right.
You know what I mean? He held Pater Avalasar. So he's saying, so why don't you count it? So he says, Pater Mutter. He says, what do you mean Pater Mutter? There's no such thing as Pater Mutter. It's definitely Pater Avalasar. He says, no, it really is Pater Mutter. You know what I mean? Then you back down. Like, how do you, like, given that definitely is a Havmina Maskana. No matter what, you're going to have to define that. Is the thing Asar or not? The question is there another Havmina that, assuming that it is Mutter, should it be counted? It's possible that there's a Havmina like that. It's just, I don't know if you could prove that there's such a Havmina. Because, I mean, the simple flow of the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, why isn't there 12? Right? That's what Baba Masa says. So the Rabbi says, hold on, according to you, it should be 16. Good, you should be 16. So he says, no, that's not a kasha. I understand it's not 16 because those are Pater and Mutter. But the other ones, the 12, should be Pater or Aser. So it doesn't mean that Abaye knew that it was Pater or Aser, or knew it was Pater or Mutter, and he was still asking. I mean, he didn't hold that. That's why Ramas is answering him. Abaye was asking him because he really held they're all Pater or Aser. So he's saying, well, why are you only asking 12? You should count 16. So he answers back. He says, no, I'm not counting 16 because I hold a Pater or Mutter. So I says, oh, what do you mean, Pater Mutter? No, it's not Pater Mutter, Pater Aser. So he says back, no, it is Pater Mutter. He says, okay, fine, Pater Mutter, but at least it should be 12. Right? I mean, it's just, I don't know if you have to say that there's a machlokas about, you know? I mean, I think definitely the first step to do is to define, this is what I like to think about, is define that which you know is definitely Havin Maskana. Now you know for sure. You know what I mean? Then maybe afterwards we'll get into it, you know, see if maybe an idea will open up, maybe we'll get your head into the area, you know what I mean? But I mean, yeah, one thing which you're not sure is really having a scan, and it could be that the second thing suffices to explain the whole thing, then maybe give a svara for it, then check. Now that you know, understand the svara of it, then see, do you think that there's a step missing or not? You know what I mean? Sometimes when you have a svara, it's a little easier to fill in the blanks, you know what I mean? So that's what I think. So the question is, so fresh, right? The question is, is it usher to basically allow the guy to take it from your hand or to allow him to put it into your hand? Is that usher or not? Is it usher or not? Is it usher or mutter? Right now, it'd be hard to say that the issue here is because of Lifnei Iver. Because I mean, it totally gets into Lifnei Iver. I mean, that's a different issue. I mean, that's what they say. I mean, it's a different issue. But if it says, the Mishnah says, usher, potter, which means potter, well, usher, presumably it means because of Shabbos. And that's what it's talking about. So you'd think that would be Aser Kamash Malah. No, that's Mutter. I mean, that's the Machlokas even. It would seem. It's interesting. I just saw this today, but I think the Shulchan Aruch has Aser. Pater Aval Aser. But even though this Gemara seems to say that it's Mutter, you know? But I think they want to say he means because of Lifnei Iver, because of this Dosis thing. But I don't think he's saying the Gemara. I mean, for Shulchan Aruch it's good, but I don't think the Gemara just doesn't Mishnah. I don't think that's what it's saying, you know? And that's why they doesn't seem like that's what he's learning. He's learning that Pater Aval Aser would mean it's really Aser. Because otherwise you can't say that Avin Askar on the Gemara is whether it's Lifnei Iver. Not the Machlokas here. It's hard to say. Some shot is whether it's not whether it's Lifnei Iver, or since this is Aser. Okay, but the question is, what's the back and forth? So what do you think? Should be mutter or should be pata? Okay, so you'd argue it should be mutter because you didn't do anything. What do you do? You didn't do anything significant. You didn't do akir, you didn't do the nachi, you didn't do transfer, you didn't do anything. So what's the aser? What do I do? What is the rabban on aser? Presumably the aser is doing something. And what are you doing? You're just holding a thing in your hand. What are you doing? Watching him take it from your hand? Watching him put it into your hand? What are you doing?
Like a table.
Yeah, you're a table. Exactly, you're a table. You're just a funny looking table. Okay, so okay. Yeah. Okay, something like Daniel's thinking. That, Daniel's saying. That, the Rabbanon here is saying, De'oraisa, there's a problem. Hotsa is the whole process, right? The process of Hotsa, De'oraisa. Or Hotsa, it has, basically, you take a thing, you pick it up, you move it, you put it down. That's the full Malacha De'oraisa. And if you don't do that, you're not doing Hotsa. That's not Hotsa. And the Rabbanon said is like we're even asering like a component. There's a process. Like we said is that there's a process of Hotsah which could take place by two guys. I mean, you can have where Hotsah takes place through two guys. And basically, the Rabbanon didn't want that to take place. They didn't want Hotsah to take place through two guys. So what it is, they asered a component of Hotsah. Right? They asered this way, they're both, it's not going to happen. Not allowed to be able to do a component of Hotsah, part of Hotsah. Even a part of Hotsah is also. So in Hotsah, you have your question is what's considered a part of Hotsah? So like conceptually, if you want to define Hotsah, the conceptual components of Hotsah are Akira, transfer, Hanacha. Okay, that's the conceptual process of Hotsah. But like as a practical process, if you had like the practical process involves the guy, the way, or more, let me look at this, is that if you have a guy basically sticking out his hand, holding an object out for a guy to take it from him, and then the other guy takes it and puts it down, So even though in terms of the conceptual components of Hotzah, the guy who was holding it didn't do anything, but practically you'd say he was involved in the Hotzah. Okay, because it's a human process of carrying a thing, he's basically making it available for the guy to take it, and then he's bringing it across. So he's involved in the component in the process of Hotzah. Or for instance, he sticks his hand out there for the guy to put it into his hand, so he's involved in the process of Hotzah. Now, you can't, he didn't do any of the components of Hotzah, but like the human process of Hotzah could involve more than the technical components. I mean, there's more to it. Okay, there's a process, it's a human activity, and in the human activity, if you're putting down another guy's hand, and another guy's putting his hand down, or grabbing it, so that's a component of the process also. So this is when they're Rabbanan and Asar in component of the process, are they picking the practical process, he can't be involved in the practical process of Otsa, or are they saying they're taking the conceptual components of Otsa and Asarin you to be involved in one of those elements. You know what I mean? So that's the question. Is that going to be part of Otsa if you're just doing something that's practically part of the process, but conceptually it's not one of the components? Like if you'd say it's Asar, it means it would be Asar. What's Asar? It's not Asar for you to let it, for him to steal it from you. I mean, what are you doing? But it means that you're doing something. It means you're putting it, making it ready for him to take it. Right? You're putting it out there, ready, letting him take it. You know, you're holding it out for him to take it. So you're actually involved in facilitating the process. I mean, if a person watched the thing, he'd probably say that you've begun the process. You know what I mean? Because you basically just hold it, you're holding the thing, like, out for him to take it, and he just picks it up from there. The only difference is, if you're putting it in, you're not putting it in his hand, but you're sticking it out. I mean, you're sticking it out for him to take it. He's doing the akira from your hand. You know what I mean? You're putting it out and he's doing the akira from your hand. Or he's putting it across the border and you're putting your hand out for him to put it in. So, I mean, you're involved in the process. It's just that you can't say you did akira, you didn't do the ma'isa akira, the ma'isa anacha, you know. So you say you didn't, halachically, you can't, it's not a component of the halachic structure of the Isser Otzah. But it sounds like a practical process. And the whole Isser here is to be involved in the process of Otzah. You're not doing Otzah because you didn't do both parts. To really do Otzah, you have to do the whole thing. So now they're Assering a component, you say, any involvement. They're saying the Gavra can't be involved in Otzah. So any part is involvement. You're not doing a component here, but you're involved in the process of Otzah. So it's teaching you know, it's not just involvement, but it's saying is that since Otzah is components, you're not allowed to do either of the components. That's the Isser Rabbanan. You know what I mean? But the Gemara was trying to deduce is that since the Mishnah says Pater, and we have this rule that only Pater Avalasers are those three things, so it must be that it really is Aser. Because it says Pater, Pater means Pater Avalasers, the only Mutters are those three. So try to deduce, it must be that really this is a component. So this is, no, you can't deduce that. Because Pater Avalasers is the only Pater of Mutters are those three when they're Meisim. But since this isn't a Meisah, you say no. And that's what Gemara says. Good. It's like it kind of could sort of help about the question. If you want to say there's a Havamina, that it would have been counted. Because if you say Pater Mutter, what are you saying? You're saying is that really the Torah, the Rabbanan only Asar are the real conceptual component of the Otzah. So even though you're involved in the Otzah practically, but since it's not a conceptual component of it, they never Asar that. So therefore it's Mutter. Right? There was mother. But you could have argued to count it in the Yetzias Shabbos. You could have had a Havim, you know, is that even though halachically it's 100% mother, but since practically you're involved in the process of Yetziah, practically, so you could have argued the Rabbanon, because the Mishnah should come and tell you that that's mother. Pater mother, you should count it. It's 100% mother, and you're really not doing anything halachically. Yeah, but you are, in the world of Hotzah, you could have argued that you are doing something, because you're involved in the process practically. The Mishnah has come and tell you that it's not true, that that's Mutter. You could have counted that. Like, it's not, it's like halachically, it's not really a din, because Mutter is just an, it's nothing. Mutter means Mutter, it's not doing anything. But in terms of Hotzah, you, in a certain frame of Hotzah, you are doing something. So you say the Mishnah is coming to teach you that there are 16 cases. That's one of those cases are cases where you really, even though you're practically involved, they're Mutter. Right? You could have looked at that also. It's not like mutter. Like, it's mutter across the street. I mean, you're not doing anything. Of course it's mutter across the street. It's mutter, you know. That you have a mission, you don't have to count that. But this is something which is really, in a certain framework, is part of the process of Otsa. And the Torah is teaching you that it's mutter. So why can't, you could have said, that would be Havim, that would be counted. Or you could say, Kamash, no. His answer is, that much I'm not going to count. I'm not counting things that, like, Havim, you know. I mean, I count the things that could have been Aser. I'm counting real halachic results. The halachic result is Pater Avalasar, that I'm going to count. Pater Mutter, it's true there's a Havamina, but I mean, these things, I'm not maintaining that should be counted, you know. I'm not just saying you should count anything. I'm just saying you should count the real halachos, real halachic nafkaminas, you know. But I mean, you could say it. I don't know if it's really how many there, you know. I don't know if there's really a step, like an intermediate step that way. It could just be, but I asked the question, he really held that they're potter of a lawsuit, you know. That's probably smoother than the passing, you know. So if you want to say it, I mean, it could be, you could explain it that way. Okay, good. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so the problem is, how can you say it's Pater or Mutter? But it says the only three things which are Pater or Mutter are these three things. Right? Catching a snake and catching a deer and popping a pimple. So it says, no. That's only where you're doing a Maisa. The only three things that you do a Maisa and are Pater or Mutter are those three. But there are other things. If you're not doing a Maisa, then there are other things. And there are other things. Okay? That's more answers. Rashi says, Ki yitzrich leil l'shminan de pater umutter mehanach de isbu meisa. Kone tlas esu leka. Right, these are the only three. Okay, fine. But otherwise, it's ikatuba like these. Okay? So what do you think about that? So what do we have to analyze about this? Basically saying it's not a meisa, because what's it telling you is pater? It's pater if you're basically just holding a thing and a guy takes it from you. That's not a meisa. You're saying, what kind of meisa is that? You're just holding your hand out. You're not doing anything. What are you doing? If I did a kira, then I stamp out the velasa. Do an acha. But here, what am I doing? I'm just holding the thing. Holding it in my son. I'm holding the thing, and he's taking it from me. So, you know, that, even though it says potter, it could mean potter or mutter, because it's not a maisa. That's just pshat. But what's, are there any questions on that? I think you just have to, you can't believe the Gemara on this. I mean, you have to, you know, be a little bit, critical, skeptical here. I mean, that's just the rule? I mean, Shmuel doesn't say that. I mean, what kind of Shmuel's making a rule? And the only time when we say, the only time in Shabbos when it says Pater, it always means Pater Avalasar, except these three cases. Count them. So this is my answer? He says, no. We have to modify the rule. Okay, the rule is, whenever you have a Maisa and it says Pater, then it means Pater Avalasar, except these three cases. But if you don't have a Maisa, then Shmuel's not even talking about this, right? I mean, where did that come from? I mean, why? I mean, it's true you sense there might be a difference between Maisa and not Maisa, but I mean, one way of saying the question is Shmuel didn't say that. So, obviously you can't answer that. Shmuel didn't say it. There's no way to answer that question. I mean, you're right, he didn't say it, but the question is deeper than just that he didn't say it. The question is, what kind of idea is that? I mean, why should Maisa or not Maisa matter? The question is when the Gemara and Shabbos says Pater, does it mean Pater Avalah? Does it mean Pater Mutter? Now, Maisa, not Maisa, who's talking about Maisa or not Maisa? This is a simple question. Is what does the word Pater mean? Now, Shmuel's statement is it always means Pater Avalah, except for three exceptions. Now, I mean, you can make up anything. I mean, you can just say, well, no, it's only talking about things except for Hotzah. And why except for Hotzah? What's wrong with Hotzah? Why isn't... I mean, you can't just make up anything to answer the question. I mean, you're just trying to... It's like weaseling out of it. It's not really giving an answer. You're just saying Shmuel wasn't talking about this case. He meant... No, he really meant four. So this is kind of like what it's saying, you know? Why is this different? Oh, yeah, because this doesn't have a Maisa. Okay, so... But Shmuel didn't say anything about Maisa. Shmuel's just saying a statement. So you have to explain... So when you, in order to define this Gemara... You have to explain what's the idea. Why? What's the logic to say that Shmuel's only counting things that have a Maisa? You know what I mean? Like that's... You can't just believe the Gemara when it says that. I mean, Gemara's answer questions. They're looking to answer questions. But there's sometimes something... You should be critical and think. Does this sound like a good answer or does it sound forced? It sounds forced. If you just read the Pshat of the Gemara, it sounds forced. It doesn't sound like, you know... Now, obviously it's not forced. It must be there's a concept here. I mean, it must be there's some sort of a concept here. But so that's the question. And I just want to take the one. I think that's a question we should stand on. Now the question is, now where do you go? How do you start approach that, the whole issue here? How do you start thinking about this Gemara? I mean, I think is that even though the Kasha is a Kasha on Ramasna, who's just pushing this into his rule, that's really the question we're asking. How could Ramasna just push this into his rule?
Right.
I don't think you're going to really be able to answer that question satisfactorily if you don't understand the rule.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, You can't just take it as a given. There's this rule. Now the question is, why does Maisa fit into this rule? Where did that come from? I mean, that's sort of the question. But if you think about it for a little bit, you realize you can't answer that question if you don't understand the rule.
That's
what the rule is. You know what I mean? So forget the question for a little bit. Now let's just think about the rule. What kind of a rule is this? You know what I mean? Then once you have a good concept about the rule, now your question will fit into a framework and hopefully you'll be able to answer it. So what's the deal with this rule? At the Torah, whenever it says Pater, it means Pater Avalasar. Except for these three things. Okay? Except for these three things. So what do you... So how do we analyze the rule? Let's turn our analysis to the rule now. So any questions about the rule? That's the question. I mean, you have to explain is, well, what's the sense to the rule? What's the sense of saying Pater means Pater Avalasar? I mean, Pater means you're Pater. You're exempt. I mean, what's the logic for that rule? I mean, you're saying is if you do this, you're chayev. Oh, but if you do this way, then you're pater. So, I mean, what's the concept of that rule? Why should pater not? Why should pater mean aser? Pater doesn't mean aser. If you don't say aser, say aser. If you don't say pater, say pater. Like, why is there? What's the sense behind that? Pater doesn't mean aser. Pater means you're exempt from karma. So it means you're exempt. Exempt from what? Exempt from bringing a karma. So why should that mean? But it's aser. So simple way to say, like Daniel's saying, is that says your potter means we're not going to punish you. If you do this, we're not going to punish you. But that has a subtle implication of that you shouldn't be doing it. Don't do it. But if you do it, okay, we're not going to punish you. You know what I mean? Like it sounds bad. You know, like a parent tells you, if you do this, I'm not going to punish you. Kind of punish me. I mean, fine. I guess I'm going to be punished. It must be it's not really advisable. I'm not supposed to do it. It's asur midrabanan. But they're saying is we're not going to punish you. If it really were a mutter, then you should say mutter. Don't say I'm not going to punish you. You don't say if you eat chicken, I'm not going to punish you. You're not going to punish you. We don't want to eat chicken. Why are you going to punish me? We're not talking about punishment. So I just want to eat chicken. You know. Tell me you're allowed to eat chicken. Right? That's what you do. You tell the guy, you're allowed to eat chicken. You're allowed to eat animals that are kosher. Okay? You don't say, if you eat animals that are kosher, I'm not going to punish you. So I'm not going to punish you as an implication of the fact that the thing is really aser. Mutter means the thing is permitted. So there's three things. The things which are aser deraisa, and we're going to punish you if you do. There are things that are 100% permitted. And then there are things which are aser, but midrabanan. I'm not going to punish you because it's only midrabanan. But they're forbidden. So how do you differentiate between these things? You say, one of them you say chayev. The other one you say, the other extreme you say mutter. And then the one which is, then you have potter. Potter has a connotation of bad, but not punishable. What does that mean? Midrabanan, but not deraisa. So it's a very convenient language. Because the thing is, and it could be this way they do in Shabbos. Shabbos, you have a ton of deraisas, and you have a ton of midrabanans. Okay, so you can have a lot of times, like you don't want to have to say all the time, mutter min haTorah, aser min drabanan. You know what I mean? Chayav chato, you know, mutter, like it just gets confusing. You're going to have to say, you're going to have to use like a lot of words. So it's a very convenient thing to have a word which means aser min drabanan, mutter min haTorah. It's a very good way to have a word. Pater. Pater means that. Pater means pater aval aser. Okay, and it has a connotation like that. If you want to say mutter, mutter means mutter. Asar means chayev means chayev. Okay? It's a good rule. I mean, it's a good, conveniently, it is a good rule. But I'll tell you what, some cases it's not that good. Because let's say in our Mishnah, I'll show you why. I'll show you why it's not always so good. Because let's say we wanted to say like this. The Pashahani, let's take the first case. Pashahani says ofnim, and also nosokhil shalabai, so shalatum mitocha. Let's see. Right, so basically, it's where the Ani did both steps. So let's say, Ani chayiv u balvayis pater. Okay? So what should it have said if it were mutter? Let's say he'll do his mutter. What should it have said? Ani chayiv u balvayis mutter? Would that have been smooth?
No, that's a bit weird.
That's weird. Why is that weird?
In terms of the context, in terms of...
Grammatically, it doesn't work out, right? Grammatically, it means... And sometimes you want to contrast one guy's chayav and one guy's pater. What does it mean? It means this is what happened. If this happens, It happened already. This guy's chayev, that guy's potter. You can't say this guy's chayev, that guy's mutter. Mutter, this is after the guy. Mutter is before the fact. And mutter is before the fact. You say it's a mutter, it's a rasa. But now, here, you're not talking about before the fact. You want to tell me that this guy's chayev. The guy who did a kiran hanacha is chayev. Now, you want to contrast it as opposed to the other guy who's not chayev. Right? So, but you can't say the other guy's mutter, because mutter is before the fact, not after the fact. So after the fact, all you could say is he's potter. Means he didn't do it. There's no word for he didn't do anything wrong. There's no word like that. There's a word for mutter, you're allowed to do it, and there's a word for potter. Means you're off the hook, you're not going to punish you, you know. So how else are you going to say it in the past that guy is okay? You're okay, don't worry about it. How do you say don't worry about it? The only word is potter. Potter means that. There's no other word.
Potter legamri.
Potter legamri, right. There's no word potter legamri. Exactly. You know, so what is... So in a certain sense, it becomes inconvenient to have this rule, because if you want to now contrast it to a case of chayev, you're going to have your tongue tied. I don't know what you're going to do, really. You're not going to be able to do that, I guess. You're going to have to say, potter... I don't know, potter legamri? Potter umutter? You're going to have to kind of make a complicated verbiage here. But despite that, I don't know. I didn't really do research on what the commission does, but I mean, maybe that's why there were these three exceptions. I don't really know, but I'm assuming the mission is going to have to get tie its tongue and write some type of a funny grammatical construct in order to stick to this rule. Right now, why does the mission do that? Why is it worth? It's worth doing it. It's worth doing it because it's a good rule. You're not going to say because Patar, you want to have this rule called Patar Avalasar. Right, which means you want to have a good way to reference the fact that it's Nisdur Abana, but it's Mutter Deraisa. And Potter does it. Now, in doing so, you have to make a rule that whenever we say Potter, this is what we mean. And you can't just start having exceptions all over the place. Otherwise, you're not going to have a rule, and you're going to throw away all the whole benefit of having this word in the first place if you can just use Potter when the context warrants it. So therefore, there's a rule. But there is a detriment to having the rule. Right? There is a downside of having the rule, because now you kind of, sometimes you're going to get stuck. You're not going to be able to say things. You know, there's certain things you're not going to be able to say. Right? Like, for instance, why did our Mishnah write Potter? Why didn't our Mishnah write Mutter? According to you saying it's Mutter, why did Mishnah write Mutter? Why did I write Potter? Why didn't I write Mutter? It's a very good reason, because Mutter doesn't fit the grammar. Right? Even though he's Mutter 100%, the Potter just doesn't fit. Just he can't say it grammatically. So the Mishnah would have to reword the whole thing to say that. So it didn't want to do that. Is he Potter? Problem is you have a rule here. The rule is that whenever you say Potter, there's no exceptions. There's no exceptions except these three. These are the only three exceptions. So how could it be that the thing is Potter and Mutter if it's not one of these exceptions? So that gets us back to our problem. His answer is no, because there's no Maisa. Only when there's Maisa. Only when there's a mice that this rule applies. But what's that line? What's the sense of that? But at least if you're now, like, we're in the ballpark about understanding the rule, you know what I mean? Now at least we can think about the problem. Otherwise, I think we're not really shy. It's not shy to even think about the problem if you don't first gain a little bit of insight into the rule here. Okay, I have two answers. Okay.
What?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see if you like that. Two answers. Two possible answers. They're very similar, but they're a little different. Okay? One answer is as follows. That, what does pater mean? Pater saying means, pater means you're pater, exempt from a karvan. Because it's not a deraisa. Right? Exempt from a karvan. So it doesn't mean pater, because you say, why are you telling me potter? Potter means you're exempt. Must be. It's telling you you're exempt from a garban. But it's still aser. Okay? So you can't say potter to mean mutter, because potter means we're not going to punish you. So if you're already talking about punishments, so then it sounds like it's already aser, right? See, but you could say that's good. So to speak, where I'm not sure whether they're going to punish me or not. You're not sure. So the Mishnah's teaching you, Potter, we're not going to punish you. Okay? But let's say you have a case where it's clear that you're not going to get punished. Sort of Pasha. You can't possibly get punished. Okay? you can't punish. It's clear. Fact. Not going to get punished. And then you say pater. Okay? So then what? So then you can't say pater is teaching me that I'm exempt from punishment, because it's clear that I'm exempt from punishment. Right. So pater is exempt from punishment. So then pater could mean that it's mutter. And pater, because we showed before, sometimes pater is a good way to say mutter.
Right.
Contextually, oftentimes it would be appropriate to say pater to say mutter. Because one guy's chai, the other guy's pater. The only problem is that the word is already reserved to teach you a halacha that you're not chayiv deoraisa, and it's only derabana. But if it's, let's say it's a case where it's clear that it's not deoraisa, it's already clear it's not deoraisa. So pater isn't teaching you that. Pater can't be it's not appropriate to be used in this instance to tell you that you're not chayiv deoraisa, because it's obvious, it's clear for whatever reason. So then pater can now be used to mean that it's mutter and it's not going to be an abuse. Because it just means when there's a havimino that I would be chayv deoraisa, and then potter is teaching you it's potter from an onash, but it's still also. But in a case where there's no issue altogether about the deoraisa, so the only issue is about the derabanan, so then what is potter is going to mean? That is his mutter, because they don't say he's yam from punishment. There is no punishment derabanan, so potter is going to mean mutter. So maybe that's what he's saying, is that when there's no maisa, there's no havimino, you're going to be chayv. No deoraisa on Shabbos, so you're just not doing anything. You just have your hand resting out there, you're mechayev. You could say the Rabbana Nasir, that kind of thing. Because the deoraisa says you can't answer that. Deoraisa doesn't answer, you're not doing anything. So you're not doing anything. Just part of a process, or you know, whatever. That's, it definitely wouldn't be chayev for that. There's no harm in it, you'd be chayev, it'd kill you for just sitting there. You know, I mean, like you see, like lav shem v'maisa, you don't get malchus if you don't do a maisa, you know. I mean, you know, the deoraisas have to be like a strict surah, you know, like a strict action. But in the Rabbanan, you could have imagined that some that kind of thing would be awesome. Like that Havmi, which we said, because you're part of the practical process. I mean, that could fly into the Rabbanan. Turns out even that isn't awesome in the Rabbanan. But it could have been there. But that let's say, I'm saying, if there's no Maisa, you can't say it's the Deraisa. Okay, you can't say that's the Deraisa. It's to do the Shabbos, do something without a Maisa. Okay, that's definitely not the Deraisa on Shabbos. So therefore, if it's a case where there's no Maisa, there's no Havimina of deraisas. It's not the world of deraisas. The whole world of deraisas is not. So his pater doesn't mean you're exempt from punishment, because there is no punishment. You're automatically in the world of derabanans, because you're told there's no action. So now pater could mean that it's just mother. And when the lashon is appropriate, like in this case, so that you don't have to bend backwards to say mother, but really you want to say pater. And there's no havimina. No one's going to think that you mean pater means that you're exempt from getting punished, but it's still awesome because there's no reason to think that you're exempt. How could it be? There's no reason to think you'd be chayav. There would be an onash. You know what I mean? Yeah, my second answer is this a similar kind of an answer. It's like a pshat answer also. But the thing is like this, is that normally, well, let's say something else in the Rabbanan. So how does the Torah tell, how does the Mishnah tell you that's also in the Rabbanan? It doesn't say it. It doesn't really tell you that's from the Rabbanan. It says pater. When you say pater, you say, oh, pater. It's interesting. I'm pater. It must be. It's really aser. It must be it's aser. Because why are they telling me I'm exempt if not for the fact that they think I'm doing something wrong? Right? So it's kind of by implication. Normally the Torah doesn't tell you something from the Rabbanan by implication. It's about openly. What it does is it tells it to you by implication. Okay? But maybe you'll argue is like this. Is that see, an Isser where you're not doing a Maisa is a very strange phenomenon. It's out of the ordinary. Okay, where you're not doing anything, like this kind of an Isser. You're just hanging out there with your hand, letting it happen, and you're saying, that's Asar. That's a Chiddush. It's a big Chiddush to say that. Okay? If that's the case, if there actually is a Chiddush like that, then the Mishnah has to tell you that. You can't just say that by saying Pater. Potter of a lawsuit, you could say, by where the guy's really doing something, and it's legitimate to say that he would have been mechayev, I mean, whatever, I mean, he's really doing something. So now you're saying he's potter, means it's potter, but it's asar. Because don't, you're going to think, we're not punishing you, but don't think it's mutter, it's still asar, you know what I mean? So it's normal. But when you have something like a major chiddush, something is like a earth-shattering chiddush, that a guy is asar to do, just stand there with his hand out, that's also for him to do. It's a chiddush. It's an innovation. Who ever heard of such a thing? What kind of a asur? I haven't done a mice. I haven't done anything. So that kind of a thing you have to say explicitly. That kind of thing you have to say explicitly. You can't just leave that to implication. Implications work because there's a rule for implications, but when something is so earth-shattering, you don't trust an implication for that. If you're saying that, you say it. Certain things you just, if that's what you mean, then say it. Don't just imply it. There's certain things you just don't, you know what I mean? Like, you can imagine in life, certain things you could just imply certain things, but certain things are significant, and so much of a chiddush, you know, you just make it clear. I really mean, if you do this thing, the ani, it's asar. If you wanted to say asar, in other words, for instance, if you want to tell me the guy who has his hand out there is really asar to do mendarabanan, then it shouldn't just say v'asheni pater. It shouldn't say that. It should say v'asheni asar. Because I'm not going to make the deduction so quickly to say that it's something without a maisa is asar. Okay? And since it didn't say that, it just said pater, so it must be v'asheni pater. Because, like, I always assume I'm not doing anything. That's my, the given assumption in my life is if I don't do anything, it's mutter. I'm doing it's mutter. Torah tells you, you can't just tell me that that's asar by just saying the word pater. So therefore, you can't deduce pater means pater aval asar. Because normally I deduce pater aval asar because I say that's a valid method to teach me something is asar, mendar abanan. But since it's not a valid method to teach you something without a maisa is asar, mendar abanan, it's not a valid method, so therefore you can't say pater means pater aval asar. You know what I mean? Right, the answer is similar because they're both based on the fact that without a maisa is very inferior. Right? The first one is saying is that without a maisa it's definitely not deoraisa. And therefore there's no havimin of deoraisa, and therefore potter it must mean and it's mutter. I mean there's no reason to say potter you don't get nonash. The second answer is saying is that without a maisa it's so inferior that potter can't mean asr because you just can't say asar on such a big chiddush by implication. You'd have to say it explicitly. So the fact that it didn't say it explicitly, it must mean that it really is pater, it's a mutter. So it's like coming at it from different sides, you know what I mean? One is like knocking out the havamin of the deoraisa, and therefore it must mean mutter. The other way is saying, no, it must be mutter because it can't possibly be asar. It can't possibly be asar without saying asar.
Right.
You know what I mean? So this way they're a little different, but they're similar in their, you know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what I'd like to do next, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I have to work it out, though. Okay? I think I once worked it out, but for some reason it's not in my notes. So I have to rework it out. Is this Tosis, which we mentioned yesterday. Okay? And the thing about Lifnei Iver, two things, I guess. One thing is, what's this idea, this Isser and Darabanan? What's the Deraisa and what's the Darabanan? Lifnei Iver, and then you have this Isser Darabanan where you're not helping the guy, you know? Because in the funny way where he phrased it, it's like a chayiv to help him, you know. And also, you look at this. You look at the Ran. The Ran answers like the Tosfos Yeshanim. He says it a little more clear, a little more explicitly. But the Ran in the back on this thing, he says he goes through the whole Tosfos at the end. You'll see the very end. He says, "Oh yeah, by the way, Tosfos. I'm just quoting Tosfos just to show you all these cool ideas. But I think really it's not a kasha in the first place because it means and into vis-a-vis Shabbos. We have to say it, but it means when it says that it's mutter, because the big question is, how could he say it's mutter, but it's what else neighbor? So he says, no, the one says, it doesn't mean it's mutter legamre, it just means that it's mutter insofar as Yisrael Shabbos is mutter. But it's also in terms of neighbor. Or the Tosfos is not willing to say that. He has to work out that mutter means it's mutter even in terms of neighbor. It's the Ran Umakshu. Okay, it's an Aleph from an Aleph. Umakshu hacha heich mutel chachila. Okay, I mean he's almost quoting him word for it. I mean he elaborates a tiny bit more. Okay, I might this is the you'll see. The Ran also makes it clear what this isser is to give it to the guy. The guy, you know, remember we had it yesterday. It wasn't clear what that is. I don't know if I want to get into that though. I'm not sure. I mean it could be. I'm not. If I can't work this thing out, then I'm going to want to do this further in our Gemara. Okay, I'll try to let you know tomorrow. If you don't hear anything, assume the Ran, what I just said. I'll